Seth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully this morning, in just a few moments, we're going to have Senator Nancy Schaefer from Georgia with us. And Nancy used to do talk radio, very, very articulate, a very dedicated patriot, got elected to the Senate in Georgia. And then she found out about the child abuse protection racket that's out there, where they destroy homes and destroy children by, under one guise or another, taking children away from their families. And of course, she became consumed with this, hearing the tragic stories from all across America, as I have. And so she took this on as an issue as a state senator in the state of Georgia. And even the governor of Georgia came into her district to campaign against Nancy. You are not supposed to speak out against this totally inhumane program. And you're not going to realize it, ladies and gentlemen, until they come after your children. But they really do, and they're wicked and evil people working in the child abuse industry all across this country that are taking children away, and many of them are put into homes where they're sexually molested. It's the most incredible story all I can say is organized evil being financed by your government, because, of course, the federal government gives subsidies for every child they can steal out of their homes. And why would anybody want to do something like that? Oh, it's just a mistake, we say. Oh, they just don't know what they're doing. If only the people, you know, in Washington, D.C. knew what was going on. They know what's going on. There really are people who want to disrupt homes. After all, the family is the basic element within our society, the basic foundation building block of society. Destroy the family, you destroy the nation. Nancy, thanks so very much for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure to be with you this morning. Dr. Stan, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Why don't you tell our listeners how you got involved became aware of the child abuse industry, because that's really what it is. And then, of course, what happened when you tried to address this as a state senator in the state of Georgia?
Well, my introduction into the Child Protective Services cases came when a grandmother approached me 4 years ago, and her granddaughters had been taken from her daughter, and they had been wrongly removed from her daughter, and her daughter had been coerced into signing a paper saying that the children could be taken away from her permanently, because she was told if she didn't sign the paper, she would never see the children again. they were carried wrongly to another county adjoining the one in which she lived, and the foster parents were told at that time that they could adopt the children. And, of course, that was illegal. And so this grandmother jumped through every hoop known to man. She spent every nickel that she had. She did everything that was asked of her. And, of course, they had no intentions of ever returning those two little girls. And so as time went on and I got involved in her case, I ended up attending one of the court cases where everything was going to be brought out that morning. The judge was highly surprised that I walked in and sat down in the back of the courtroom, and she became very nervous. It came out that morning that these foster parents had at one time or another 18 or so foster children in their home at one time, and that the foster mother had an inappropriate relationship with one of the caseworkers. One of the foster children that they had in the courtroom was the one who told that. And, of course, the foster parents were overwhelmed that this child said what she said, but she told the truth. They still did not want to remove the children from them. The judge said she would look into the situation and that she felt that the children would be taken out within 8 to 10 days. Well, the 10 days went by. The children were still there. And I called the Child Protective Services here in the state of Georgia and said, you know, if you put the children over there, DFACS, which it's what it's called in the state of Georgia, that's the Department of Children, Family and Children Services, if you put the children over there, why can't you go get them out? And so in a few days they called and said that they would take the children to South Georgia, and that the grandmother who lived in Florida could drive up there and pick them up. Well, we were praying that that was the end of the situation. The grandmother did drive up. She picked up the children. They had very few clothes. One had no shoes. Took them home. She had a little room prepared for both of them. But the very next day, that judge, that juvenile court judge, drew up a new report which gave the children not to their blood relative grandmother who had been fighting for them with her daughter, who was their mother, all these months, but the judge gave the children to their father, who lived on the West Coast and was involved in adult entertainment. I pulled up his website, and it was all pornography. Within 3 days after those two little girls had been carried to Florida with their grandmother, that father was knocking on the door, taking those two children, screaming and crying, to the West Coast, where for months they were never allowed to even make a phone call. To this day, that father still has the custody of those two little girls. That has now been nearly 5 years. The mother sees them occasionally because we were able to get her rights back. The grandmother is never allowed to see them. And this father still has a very unusual relationship with the foster mother and father from 4 years ago and allows the two little girls to go to their house for all the holidays. Now, when those two little girls were with their grandmothers those 3 days, the oldest child told her grandmother that the foster father had abused her sexually. She told it to her mother, she told it to her father, and she shut down and never told it again. That case was the beginning of what got me involved in Child Protective Services, and from there I began to see just case after case after case, which turned into hundreds and hundreds of cases, which now is thousands and thousands of cases across the country.
And, of course, the thing is that when you begin getting close to the devil's heartbeat, why, they're going to come after you. And so what you were doing by championing the rights of these people who are being abused by the system, and, of course, they always pick the weak people, the people who don't have enough money or know-how to fight back, and
right.
And they simply drive them into bankruptcy, and then, of course, they keep their children. What happened to you when you took this on as an issue? Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment. The Senator Nancy Schaefer, former senator, they went after her. And anybody who speaks out for righteousness, ladies and gentlemen, can be in real trouble. We'll be back in just a moment.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Senator Nancy Schaefer. Nancy, what happened after, after you began to take a stand? And that this is such a problem across America. And, of course, the real problem, of course, is the government agencies. They get rewarded financially by the federal government for taking children out of homes and destroying families. So what happened?
Well, that was 4 years ago when I began this journey with this grandmother. And following that, then I began to look into the counties that were in my district. And I had one county that the Child Protective Services Department was absolutely deplorable. And I heard from so many families that I eventually had the families meet with me in the library one morning. I had 37 families that were absolutely in tears, were destroyed, had lost their children, had no idea where they were. I had single parents, grandparents, mothers and fathers. I did not allow any of the DFACS people into the room, and I didn't allow the press into the room, although I did have a court reporter taking down the notes of everything that everyone said. And it was the most unbelievable one whole day. We started at 9 o'clock one morning. We went till 9 o'clock that night. We took everybody's story down that was just heart-wrenching and had 50 families standing outside the door that could not get in. This all was in one small county in my district. And the Child Protective Services Department there, which is called DFACS in Georgia, also had a separate business going on where they required family members to have drug tests, and they would make them have 15 or 20 drug tests, and then they would charge them for them, and they had already made $100,000 there in their office in a separate business. This is just another way, Dr. Stan, of showing how corrupt this whole business is and what they do to families, and they do not care one thing about a child or where those children are going or where they end up. Following that, after I had worked with that county and then began to work with other counties, then began to, after I worked with that first county and exposed everything going on, then mothers and fathers from all over the state of Georgia began to call me, telling me what was happening to them. So I began to try to expose it in the state, expose it during our sessions at the Capitol and in the Senate, and to my colleagues what was going on. It was very difficult to get it out. I started with small pieces of legislation, trying to move and try in this area and then in that area. The door always seemed to be tightly shut. And then the last, in my fourth year there, I introduced legislation for the second time to curtail some of the activities going on in Child Protective Services. And I had about 15 families come to the Capitol, and I was doing a little three-minute snippet from each family on what had happened to them, and I was going to put this little little video together to show to my colleagues what these parents were saying. And before we got about five or six families interviewed, the powers that be shut that down, and we were no longer able to continue.
How could they shut it down?
They just brought it to an end, said it was not going to be allowed and that we could not do that.
Well, wait a minute now. You're a state senator. You certainly should have the right. Did you have the photographers and the families and everything?
We had the photographers. We were using a photographer there from the state capitol. And he was involved with the press there.
All right. Well, but in other words, if you'd hired a private one, because it'd be expensive to do that. So they just simply said you're using somebody who works for us, and they can't do it. So
that's right. That's right. They just brought it to a close.
That's a shame.
And said it could not be done.
Right. It's a shame that you couldn't have, have gotten the funds, because the big money is all on the other side. I mean, what do the counties get for stealing a child away from their parents?
Well,
there are federal funds that are.
Definitely. The federal funds are just pouring into every state. And if a child is put in a foster home, there is money that comes in for that action, and then money that goes to the foster parents. And then if a child is adopted out, there's $4,000 or $6,000 every time a child is moved around or adopted out with strangers.
What the federal government is doing is rewarding local organizations, CPS organizations, Child Protective Service organizations, for destroying families.
That's right. That is exactly right.
And why doesn't this get in the newspaper? Why? What about your fellow legislators? Weren't any of them?
Well, as I have worked in all of this, and of course. My last session was when I introduced a very, very strong piece of legislation, and I came down on family court. I came down on the confidentiality that they stand behind. I came down on several different points in my bill that were very, very strong. The bill was Senate Bill 415, and the day before I was supposed to come into committee with my bill to discuss it, to try to get it passed out of committee and onto the floor or into the out of the Senate committee so that it could get onto the floor of the Senate. The night before, I was called and was told that there was a substitute bill for my bill, and I didn't know anything about it.
Somebody introduced a substitute bill for your bill?
Someone had drawn up a substitute bill. And I was called about 5 o'clock that afternoon and told that if I wanted to see it, I could come over to the Capitol to a certain office and view it. So I went over and I did see it, and I got a copy of it. And of course, all the important points in my bill had been stripped out. And this was about 5 o'clock.
How could they modify your bill?
This was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I found out later that the chairman of the Judicial Committee, the committee in which I was to present my bill the following morning, was the one who had drawn up the substitute bill. He's an attorney, and he's another senator. And so when I went in the committee the following morning, I made it clear that I did not want the substitute bill, that the main points had been taken out of my bill, And I was told, well, if you want to get something passed, you better just go along with this bill. If not, you're not going to have anything. And so I said, well, I'll just take nothing. I'll withdraw my bill because I'm not going to go along with your substitute bill. So my bill was pulled, and we got nothing. And Dr. Stand, I have in the past several months gone down to the Capitol and tried to get a copy of that committee hearing because the chairman got very angry, lost his temper, and I had to keep coming back to him about my bill. And of all the transcripts of all the committees, that is the only transcript that has been lost.
Oh, my goodness, what a coincidence. And that's
right.
A standard technique that they use. They just happen to lose it.
That's right. It's gone.
They're suppressing the information, ladies and gentlemen. Same thing's happened to Congressman Ron Paul on certain key issues. I mean, of the national capital. They not only lose the transcript, they lose the voice recording of it, which they have. How could you possibly do that? Even the C-SPAN, you know, of transcripts, you know, the video transcripts. Oh, we lost them all.
That's right.
On this one issue.
Just very conveniently
and
lost it.
We're
and so,
dealing with organized corruption at mm-hmm. the highest level. And Cicero talked about this, you know, before Christ was born, the arrogance of the bureaucracy has to be curtailed. They're
That's
answerable
right.
to no one. And you know what happened to Cicero, of course. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So it is no surprise when you look around the country and you see legislators who will not get involved in this issue because, Dr. Monteith, they know they will lose their job.
Sure. Well, I appreciate the fact you had the courage to do what was right. And
well, you know, I knew that it was right, and I knew that I was supposed to do exactly what I did. And I really feel like that there are some causes worth losing over, and this is one of them.
Amen.
And I may be able to work more on this issue now outside of the Senate than I could inside.
Well, what about, did you talk to the other senators? You must have talked to them and the other.
I did, and they will just sort of skirt around the issue a little bit. They probably know that it's true, but they're not going to cross the governor or the powers that be. And so I'm not sure that anything will be done. I really am not, but that's not to say that we should not continue to work and continue to change. I really think our efforts need to be placed on the federal government, where we need to get the changes made to stop the money that's flowing to all the counties, all the states, because states are depending on this money to make up their budget. And they don't want this money tampered with.
It's
the federal government where the money needs to be cut off.
Amen to that.
The children need to be protected. I would say, Dr. Stan, that I would say that 80%, at least 80% of all the children taken out of Child Protective Services are innocent. That those families that have been destroyed by Child Protective Services, I would say 80% are completely innocent. Maybe 20% have a real problem in their families. And, of course, we're not here to say that there are not those children who are being abused, who do need to be removed.
Well, what happens when they're abused by the foster parents, and CPS knows about it and isn't concerned?
But they just cover it up because this is their job security.
Well, I think that the best thing to do, and I'm just hoping during the current financial crisis we're moving into, there's just not going to be enough money to continue hurting the children and damaging them and destroying them for lives.
So right. Well, this has just become a protected empire. The individual Child Protective Services departments in each county, in each state, are not accountable to anyone.
Sure.
They can do whatever they please. They can take children because they can. There's no one out there to stop them.
Now, what happened? How did they get you out of office? Did they run somebody against you in the primary? Or
yes, I had a Republican that ran against me in the primary, and I think that all of that was probably very much planned because I had worked very hard for all of my counties and all of my constituents, and you know, really answer every phone call and try to help every person that needed help, and then worked very hard at the Capitol on pieces of legislation that I thought were very important. So it was not that I had not truly worked hard for my constituents, and they knew it. But this person was just sort of raised up to run against me. It also came at a time when, you know, we were going through the Obama period, and many legislators were defeated just by the Democrats going to the polls to vote for someone for change. And I'm sure there was some of that involved, but I don't think that it would have affected me that much. But we did have the powers that be that came into my district and worked against me.
And even the governor came in, too.
Yeah, well, he came in via radio programs and talk show hosts and maybe other ways. We've been notified of several different incidences that took place that did involve the governor, and so we feel like that we really had the pressure put on me to have my seat taken away from me.
Well,
it's all based on this issue.
Well, it's a shame.
There's no question that it was based on this issue, because the report that I sent out, I gave it to the governor first. Before anyone else had seen it, I gave it to the governor first, and he read it. He knows me well. And
so he opposed you and was going to be sure you didn't get reelected. We're going to be back in just a moment. Nancy Saver, if you have a question, the telephone number is 970-689-8255. Right here, the American Freedom Network.
Diets simply don't work. 90% of dieters lose a few pounds, but then gain them right back, every time. At Radiant Clinic, we look at the cause of disease rather than merely treating the symptoms. We optimize thyroid and adrenal function, balance brain chemistry and hormones, all of which can cause weight gain. Our medical weight loss program will actually reset your metabolism so the pounds stay off permanently. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free guide to permanent weight loss, or visit our website at radiantclinicolorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, I'm standing back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Nancy Schaefer, Senator Nancy Schaefer from Georgia. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And having personally talked to some of the parents who've been trapped in this system and, of course, have lost their children, some forever, never seen them again. I mean, it is a heartbreaking experience, and I know how deeply emotionally you must have been involved dealing with literally thousands of similar cases, trying to do something, and nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to care. What about the media? What happened? Did you try to get to the newspapers,
well, Dr.
television?
Penn, I had one terrible case going on in a county in my district that ended up having a pedophile working in the department, and he abused many girls that he brought up from other places to put in group homes. And And I had a gentleman that came down to tell about it, and I got the several senators and the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, together. And so I tried to expose that situation there in this other county, and this gentleman that came in told all the truth as to what had happened and how many children had been abused by this pedophile who worked for Child Protective Services, and so I did get the press involved a little bit right there on that particular case, but the GBI dropped every bit of that, would not go any farther with it, and as soon as they dropped it, then the press dropped it, and not a word was ever spoken about it.
It's almost as if there's a gentleman's agreement, we will not deal with it.
That's exactly right.
If they dealt with it every day, it would be focused, people's attention would be focused. But they control what we think about. They control our attitudes. They control our concerns.
Mm-hmm.
The people
they
who control the media
completely
control the way we look at the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got somebody on the line calling in. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Yvonne.
Oh, hi, Yvonne.
I did not understand how she spells Nancy, and then Schaefer, is it Saver or Schaefer?
You go ahead, Nancy.
It's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Nancy Schaefer.
And do you have some contact information, a website? Because we're having trouble here in Larimer County with social services as well, doing the same stuff.
Oh, I'm sure you are having a terrible time with that. Yes, you can just go to we're switching over from Senator now to Nancy. Let me just give you my email address. Would that help?
Yeah, I have a computer. I really need to talk to you really bad.
I think you could probably go to my website and pick up some of this. We're in the middle of changing now from Senator Nancy Schaefer just to Nancy Schaefer. And that would be SenatorNancySchaefer.com.
Senator Nancy
Schaefer.com.
I'm writing.
Okay, Yvonne. Anything else?
Schaefer.com.
Yes.
I wonder if are there any legal remedies if we're being victimized right now?
Well, there are no real legal remedies yet, but I hope by the end of this coming year, 2009, that we will have been able to make some real inroads into this problem. But of course, we've got to get to Washington. We've got to get some laws that have been passed in the state of Washington. We've got to get those laws changed and altered. One of them is the adoption of the Safe Families Act. And that was put in motion in 1974, and that one act right there began to open the door for all of our problems. And some of these laws have got to be changed in Washington to make some real dent into the problems.
And we've got to take the money away from Washington, D.C. The great tragedy is they've got the money to do so much harm and to fight wars and to oppress our people. And, of course, to have a military stationed here in America to protect the government from the people. We've got to restrict the government, the money
absolutely.
That the federal
absolutely.
Government has.
Hey, do you have a phone number where I can reach you, please?
Oh, no, she can't give that over this cell phone.
Oh,
You go ahead and...
I'll email her.
Why don't you give your email out, would you please?
Well, this is kind of long, but this is what I'm using right now. It's nancy.schaefer.
Wait. Nancy.schaefer.
And that's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
Okay.
At.
Okay.
Now, this is kind of long, so listen. N-S-A-N-D. EFOFGA.com.
I got it.
Okay, fine, Yvonne. We're going to have to run, but thanks very much for your call.
I was going to tell them they're making, we're in an issue right now where they make them pay for their visits out to Harmony House to have visits with their children.
I know they do.
It's organized.
It's an organized mafia is what I think.
Yes, it is. It's awful.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Again, our number is 970-689-8255, and you can tell from Yvonne's just the sense of urgency in her voice, and I know this is exactly what Nancy feels. Who's calling in?
From Colorado, Dr. Stan and Nancy, I'd like to thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you. Who is this?
Kevin from Colorado.
Hello, Kevin. I appreciate your calling in.
And I appreciate the work you're doing. I'm just wondering, what's the main purpose of this? Are they targeting specific people, or is it just for their own evil purposes? Or what's the main reason that so many of the cases are, like 80% of them, are illegitimate?
Well, I would say that most of the families that are targeted are those who do not have the wherewithal to fight the system,
mm-hmm.
that can't hire an attorney and can't really fight the system. Now, occasionally they do take children from families that get out and hire an attorney and fight, and I encourage them to never give up fighting for their children, to just keep on keeping on. But it's those without that wherewithal are the families that are really targeted.
And the main reason is just because they can't.
It's money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The bottom line is money. Of course, you know, they don't care what happens to these families. They're not interested in protecting families and keeping them together. And our whole culture has moved into the area of destroying the family, as you well know. And then, you know, all this does is just turn people to the state for their money, and making children and families look to the state as being their parent. It's not protecting families and holding families together and keeping the father in the home. It's really just destroying families and removing children for these bonuses that come in from the federal government, and then they move them to foster homes, and then to another foster home, and then adopt them out to complete strangers, and of course money is involved all along the way.
Whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Anything else?
Thank you.
God bless. Thanks so much. Oh well, here's our number 970-689-8255. A question from Nancy Schaefer. But you have a problem in your state there in Colorado. Every state has a problem. And this cancer is spreading and strengthening, and it's growing all the time. We'll be back in a moment.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away.
Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Nancy Schaefer, a former senator there in the state of Georgia, who took it upon herself to try to address this issue and of course, came under tremendous pressure, and they wanted to get her out of the Georgia Senate. And, Sidney, you know, do you think there was a fair vote, you know, because they have an ability to rig voting machines. We never really know. I know that some people I know have run for office here in California, and 1 minute they were winning, and suddenly it was almost like somebody pulled a switch, and then they're losing. We can't get a fair vote with electronic voting machines. Do you think they had a fair vote in your area? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, we had some real thoughts on the voting that day, and we have real questions about what happened. We don't know who was in charge, and we had one person that was trying to keep up with it and watch it carefully and see what was going on, and she called us two or three times that night when the voting was being counted, and she said, I have serious questions as to what is happening.
Well, this is a tragic, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening because the good people in America aren't involved. I mean, if they had 500 poll watchers there in Nancy's district, why, it would have been a different thing. If people are not involved, they're going to just get the sort of government they deserve, and believe me, this is the way it's always been. And remember, Cicero was complaining about the same thing, about 25, 30 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Janan in Texas.
Hi, Janan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to comment about what Senator Schaefer is speaking about. And here in Texas, we have had recent and very big problems with our state child protective services. And also there was a big scandal with the juvenile correction systems, the Texas Youth Commission, and they discovered much abuse of the inmates and raping of these underage children and everything. And the highest people in our state government were covering up this and were involved in perpetrating these abuses. And so when Senator Schaefer says the bottom line is money, I know money is important in this, but I think there is a sort of a blackmail grid in the upper echelons of state government and even federal government where important people blackmail each other about their pedophilia activities.
All right, well, let's ask.
I'll hang up. Thank you.
If she has any thoughts at all about that. Believe that there really might be pedophile rings, involved in our government. If there's any possibility that could be true?
Well, I would not say that the pedophile rings are tied to the government because I don't know that as a fact. But I do believe that there are pedophile rings that get tied to foster care.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
Go right ahead.
Who make themselves available to be foster parents, and they are organizations, pedophile organizations that are involved and get tied to foster care. I do think that is happening, and I have had many people call to tell me that they felt that a pedophile ring was operating within their county or within their state. So I do think that's possible. Whether or not that is tied to the government or to the federal government in Washington, I don't have a fact on that. I don't know that to be true.
All right, fine. And so I think you're very wise not to comment when...
But where there are children and where there's an opportunity to get children, then, of course, the pedophile does show up in that area. And so it would not surprise me at all if there were many pedophile rings that try to tie into foster care whenever they can.
And we could at least ask the question, where better to work than the Child Protective Services? What better place for the pedophiles to work?
That's right.
Than Child Protective Services.
That's right. And I have had many people that work for Child Protective Services call me to say, if those I work for knew that I was even calling you, I would lose my job. And then they call and tell me what is happening in their state or what's happening in their county.
Sure.
It is so awful what is taking place and affecting our children. It is just a tragedy.
Nancy, you should write a book for this or make a
documentary. I'm working on one right now, Dr. Stan, because I call this a criminal / political phenomenon that is going on. It's political.
I know
it's political, and it's criminal. And the bottom line, oftentimes, is the money.
And well, we need to get this story out. Either you write it or somebody else writes it, and get the information out. Who's calling in?
Hello, this is Marvin.
Yes, you have a question or comment?
Well, comment. You don't need a lawyer to take out a criminal complaint against the public officials.
All right. What are your thoughts on that, Nancy? What about criminal complaints against some of these people?
Well, there are many criminal complaints every day that don't seem to go anywhere.
They don't go anywhere. I think that's the answer. They've got their people working within the justice system blocking anything from being done.
The bureaucracy is so huge that is involved in this. There are lawyers and court investigators, guardian ad litems, court personnel, all judges, psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, caseworkers. It just goes on and on and on and on. And this is a huge bureaucracy that is all knit together.
You need to get to the grand jury.
And all are looking to the children in state care to provide job security.
That's right. You try to get before a grand jury, and you'll find that the DA doesn't want to touch this.
Well, you need to get the criminal complaint directly to the grand jury.
Yeah, but you can't go around the district attorney. That's the problem.
Right. It's very difficult to get this blown open.
Right.
It is major, and and parents. Parents, when they get caught up in this, don't realize that it's those social workers that they're having to deal with, and those social workers that are the glue that hold the system together,
and
that funds the court and funds the court-appointed attorneys and the multiple other jobs, including the psychiatrists and the therapists and on and on.
Well, we're out of time, Nancy. God bless you. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful Christmas. It's a terrible story.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Senator Schaefer. She's a very courageous lady. I've known Nancy for a long time. But, of course, there really is organized evil out there. And when you understand that there really are people who want to destroy and shatter the lives of children, at that point you begin to understand what's really going on. Of course, that's why you need to get our book, The Diary of a Devil Hunter, the book, Satanic Crimes, and the four tape set that goes with it, the four tape set on Satanism and deliverance. You need to understand there is organized evil in the world today, and the fact that there are satanic covens all across this country, and you're not hearing about it because of their control over the media, simply reflects the degree of control that today exists over the reality of the American people. Certainly, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to circulate it. If you want to buy multiple copies, we'll get the price down for you. You can get our DVD and make copies of that on your own and get copies of the audio tape. That's the book, the DVD, and the tape, the Brotherhood of Darkness special. You can reduplicate a great deal of that on your own with our blessing. And then our talk on the Forbidden Secret with the syllabus that goes with it. You need to understand that this evil permeates to the highest level of our society, that both political parties are controlled by the same people. You need to look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission. If you look very carefully, you can see the three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Why, what could that mean? There is a conspiracy against God, and when you understand it, everything going on makes sense. That's why they had to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and the nativity scenes off public places. There is a conspiracy against our God. That's why, first, they cannot allow the mention of the word creation in our schools, but it's all right to teach evolution, which is a totally fraudulent system. This is the reason they're trying to convince us that global warming is a reality, and all of the media pushes that and says the science is clear. And, of course, the science is not clear. It's a lie. In fact, we're in a period of global cooling. Look and see what's happening in America today and tell me about global warming. If you'd like to get our material, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs. You can watch our videos. You can read our newsletters. You can look at our links to YouTube. Go there, get the information, and then help us to get it out. And then please pray for America and pray for revival, because if there's not a revival in this country, if there are not enough people who care, we're going to lose America. And then, of course, we strongly suggest the five DVD sets. There are two of them called The Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2. And every one ends with an invitation to come to know the Lord in the Sinner's Prayer. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. The DVD sets called The Final Countdown, a wonderful method of reaching people who may not even be Christians but know that something's seriously wrong, and it is wrong. And you'll want to get the other DVDs that Pastor Crone has put out on RFID and identification. Ladies and gentlemen, they want to track every one of us. Everything's underway. And then there's other one on DVD set, and these are sets of DVDs on certainly on creation. Understand we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of